Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment, something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood, the good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three, two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep, somehow our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. This is just a short and sweet one. I've tried to show up here in so many different ways for the last few weeks, and I think I just keep second guessing myself, feeling like I don't have a lot to say. But to be totally honest, there's so much going on in my brain right now, I probably just have too much to say that I don't really know where to start. I've been processing so many life changes coming up possibly within our household, as well as just the launch of January and the Momentum Mastermind and where I want to go with business and race calendars and all of the things, planning family vacation. I don't know. It's just like plate full, but all in a good way. It just has obviously the brain overwhelmed. And so oddly enough, or maybe it's not oddly enough, I've totally been in the mode of purging my home in the past week, really sorting spaces out, getting rid of stuff and just seeing more space. And I think that maybe that is a direct reflection of where my mind needs to be and finding just some calm. So I am allowing myself to find a bit of that calm. And I challenge you to do the same. I realize that, you know, we just go all the time. And that's how we can get to overwhelm and burnout. And so just acknowledge the why in what you're doing and the why in why things are a priority or so important to you, and make sure that they are, and they are in alignment with what you are looking to do and want more of in your life. And if they aren't a hell yes, then maybe you should relook at them to make sure that they're a no. And we need to get better at saying no. I know I do. I also need to get better at asking for help. And daily, I'm challenging myself to do that in some way, shape, or form. I've also really been showing up more in different avenues of community and people surrounding me that help fill my bucket also, and different areas that I can learn and uplevel myself. And that's really fulfilling at the same time. I wanted to share just a little blurb that I found that I had written for, I actually titled it Today's Thoughts. And this was in the midst of COVID. This was on June 3rd, 2020. And I'm going to share it and then I'll talk a little bit on it afterwards. But so today's thoughts, diving towards podcast, towards coaching and motivation. I didn't fail. I didn't find my darkest moments, but I kept feeling like something was missing. That there was more for me, that I could offer so much more to myself, to my family, to the world, if I dare even state that. Why do we have to wait for failure to decide to change, decide to jump? Now is my time. Passion's ahead. Interest lies ahead. What lies ahead? I have no idea. But if I don't move forward, I will never know, and likely will always leave myself asking. So just the So again, this is June 3rd, 2020. I decided to finally launch my podcast officially in December of 2020. I was doing little side, I guess, coachings in groups with a lot of friends for motivation and coaching challenges and such starting around that time. And then finally took the dive into actually coaching for an income in the start of 2023. So now I'm onto a year in doing this. I say this because this was obviously something in my heart and on my soul for quite a long time. And this was 2020. It took me 3 years to actually dive, as I said, dive towards podcast, towards coaching motivation. It's something that I finally did because I decided to. And I know I remember at that time feeling like I wasn't failing at something. So who was I to be able to come out and lead, or, you know, like, I don't know if you understand this, but I feel like a lot of times people lead from like a real like dark story or main life shift. And so then you compare yourself to those stories and like, well, who am I? Like, look at what they have like overcome and things like that. But we actually also negate how much that we have done, we have learned in our life. And I know I do that so much. There's so much history and backstory in me and in all of you listening. We all have a story, and whether we choose to show or talk about all of those avenues is totally up to us. I think that my story comes out in little bits and pieces as to how much I actually have seen and felt and grown and learned through all of my years here. Yeah, all of my years here on Earth. But we can't compare our stories to anyone else. There are stories. And here's the thing. You have all the capabilities in your hands to decide it's your turn. So whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your gut, whatever is in your heart telling you that you are meant for more, that you are meant to do X, Y, and Z, whatever is on your heart, you have the choice. You can make that decision and trust that you know best for yourself. So you, as I said, I don't know what will happen if I don't try. And I will always ask or leave myself asking the what ifs. And I am not willing to ask myself the what ifs anymore. And so if you're today just needing to hear this, then I hope this landed on your ears and that I believe in you. You can, if you make the choice to do it for you, because you want to, because you know your whys are so strong. Just know your whys in, and you will find your way. So make your decision today and take that step. I hope that this helped in any way, shape, or form, and I appreciate you listening to my quick ramble on this Friday. It is finally February, everyone. I don't know if you felt that January was the longest month in the world. We usually spend 10 days to 2 weeks in Maui at the beginning of it, and we didn't this year, and I don't think we will ever not do that again, to be totally honest, because 31 days of January in Vancouver, when I think we had 2 days of snow and the rest rain and like no sunshine, it was a long month. So welcome February and happy Friday, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to this ramble. Have a great weekend.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.